Rambam bring down from the Zoya Kodesh, Kuni Zoya, that in the story of Noach and the Mabul, there's a lot of Ramazim of Hanukkah. First of all, Kuni Zoya brings down that the Ali Zayis Torah Sefio, when the Yoina came back with an Ali Zayis, it says that the Ali Zayis is Merumas on the Zayis, the Shemen of Hanukkah. So obviously you have to understand, where does Hanukkah come into the story of the Ali Zayis? The Ali Zayis is Noach saw he can guard the table. So what's the Shaykhah of the end of the Mabul and the story of Hanukkah? It's also brought down in the Sfarim that why does one have to light the Hanukkah candles, the Malam Yigimul Tvachim? It says that by the Mabul, the Hashchasa of Atishachis Aoretz, the Mabul penetrated 3 Tvachim into the ground. Because the Hashchasa of Atishachis Aoretz, the Tumah penetrated 3 Tvachim. So therefore, the tikkun of that is that by Hanukkah, your Mala, you light the menorah, the Malam is 3 Tvachim. So the tikkun of Hanukkah is a tikkun for the 3 Tvachim of the Mabul. Another kesha that you see of Hanukkah and the Mabul, which you have to understand what's Pshat. So that the Heilige Imre Noyam also brings down, well, that Teres Yeshua, I can't remember which one it is. He also brings down the pasuk says by the Mabul, Berishon Basar Lechoide, Basiri Lechoide, the 10th month, his Niru Roshe Ha'orim. As a Re'iyah, suddenly Noyach saw. You could see the tips already, there's something to see already. So we start from Nisan, then Teves is the 10th month. Shchodesh Teves is on Chanukah. And Chanukah is Mrs. of Re'iyah, so that's a Noach was Nira Rosh Ha'orim. Noach saw that there was something there already. That's Merum is on the Re'iyah of Chanukah. So again, you see all the time Re'iyahs of Chanukah connected to the whole Mabul in Parshas Noach. You have to understand the Chalal, what the Kesher is to the Mabul and Chanukah. So to be Miyashiv, we have to go to this Parshah. This week's parasha is a very lot of ha'orot, but I think when we have a clear picture of what's going on in Parshas Mikates, we'll understand the whole union of Chanukah, the Peladik Achidosh of Chanukah. It's a long mahalach. I don't know whether we'll finish it today. I'm sure we'll finish it tomorrow. Hashem, it's a few days still of Chanukah. But the whole Parshas Mikates is a Peladik parasha. First of all, we have to understand something that starts already in Parshas Vayeshev, the whole sugi of the dreams. Everybody's dreaming the last few parashas. Right? Vayeshev, Yosef's dreaming, Mashkim's dreaming, Sa'oifim's dreaming, Miket, Parah's dreaming. What are all these chalayim? Why is sudden the Mordecai Ha'orah of chalayim? Skula for sleeping well. what's the skula of chalayim? For having a good shluf on these parashas. What's the skula of these chalayim? Ha'orah on the parashas, on the words of the parasha itself, from the first pasuk of this week's parasha, every word needs an explanation. The Medrash says, "Vayimi Kates." What's Kates? Says the Medrash, "Kates on l'choishech." It's the end of the choishech. Which choishech? Which choishech we're dealing with over here? Pasuk says, "Shnasayim yomim." It's the end of 2 years of days. What do you mean 2 years of days? Vayimi Kates Shnasayim. Why does it say Vayimikates Shnasayim Yomim? And then a Parei Cholam should say Parei Cholam. The whole dreams of Parei are all in the Hoyve, in the present tense. Parei Cholam, he's Oymed Ala Yor. Why is it all in the Hoyve? And then we have to understand also the whole Oymek of big cows, Sheva big cows, why Dafka Sheva, and why those big cows are swallowed by thin cows, and as our nest in the Cholam. There was no trace. After the thin ones swallowed the fat ones, there's no trace of it. What's the lomdus of the dream over here? It's a nest in the dream. And then the Pasuk says, Pari the whole story. The Pasuk says that Yosef spent the next 7 years, he interpreted the dream, Pari made a melech, he spends the next 7 years gathering, and everybody spends the next 7 years gathering. What happens after the 7 years? That everybody else is oitzrus. Rotted, and Yosef's oitzrus were the only ones that was there. So what's the oimek over here as well? How did Yosef, Dafke Yosef's oitzrus survive, and everybody else's oitzrus rotted? So those are the kashas. say about the barban, and they ask too many kashas. Before you start the text, you can become an apikoyos already. You have too many kashas. So he says, Abarbanel has six kashas and everything. So he says, you mustn't read the Abarbanel at night. You fall asleep after the kashas. And you wake up an apikoyos. So let's go to the yeshiva already. So the yeshiva dvarim is, we discussed our shikul last week, the yesod, the parashas Bereishis to parashas Vayechi is the beginning of the Bria, and the end, the last few parashas are the Iksa of the Mashiach until parashas Vayechi, which is Kula Elam Haba already. In other words, the Ovos lived a life of Shit Al Fishni, lived a life of 6,000 years, Kilo lived a life from Bria to Mashiach. And then Shmoy starts the whole thing over again, Mitzad the Bonin. But the Ovos lived it all until Mashiach, right? Vayechi is the Tkuf of Elam Haba. So, Sefer Bereishis till Vayechi is the Sefer of Olam Hazeh. Vayechi is going into Olam Haba. Shem Alas, we say, Shuv Hashem es Shiva Sin O Yinu Kacholmim. Olam Hazeh is a Cholim. Why is Olam Hazeh? The whole Olam Hazeh is a Cholim. Why is Olam Hazeh a Cholim? Because Olam Hazeh looks to Metzias, and it isn't. What is a Cholim? You wake up, you have a Moedic a dream, a very Geshmak a dream, and Nebuch, you get woken up, and it's not real. So, what does a Shaita do? Shaita, no, he closes his eyes and he pretends as if he's still living in a dream world. But he's a Shaita. Why is he a Shaita? Because it wasn't real. It wasn't a Metzias. You wake up into the real Metzias. Olam Hazeh, it looks very real. Mamish looks very real. But Lamaisa, it's a dream. So somebody who tries to live his life in Olam Hazeh is like the person who's living his life in a dream and doesn't want to see the emes that it's all a dream. So that he tries to live in the dream. Goes back to sleep hoping that he'll dream the same thing, and he wants to continue life. And his whole life he lives in his dream. He keeps his eyes closed all his life, and he's dreaming, and he's living his life in his dream. So, ain shaita gdola mizu. Olam hazeh is a yinu kacholim. Olam hazeh is an olam of a cholim, because it's not realistic. Olam haba is the realistic world. And yidua, I mean, the Rambam writes it by Tkiyas Shofar, Av Bishat Tkiyas Shofar, Gzeres HaKosavu. The Rambam gives a time. Uri yishenim mishchinatchem. Wake up from your sleep. Eilu hashoinim, as yimei b'hav le'azman. People living this world in a dream. They've got to be woken up on Rosh Hashanah. Olam Hazeh is a dream. Because Olam Hazeh doesn't exist, but it seems so real. Yaakov Avinu, in Parashat Vayeshev, he sees that we're close to, he sees the Ikkus of the Mashiach. And therefore Yaakov Avinu, like we said last week, Yaakov Avinu feels already that it's the end of Olam Hazeh, and ever Bikish Leishu V'Shalva, he feels really the Oiris of Olam Haba, and he wants to really be in Olam Haba. To be Mevarer, that Birur, to finish up with Olam Haba, the Olam Hazeh is all a dream, is that's the Tkufa of dreams over here. It's being Mevarer in these parashas, the Olam Hazeh is Kula Yecholim. So everybody's dreaming in these parashas, because it's the parashas of the Birur of Ayinu Kecholim. It's the parashas of the Birur of Uri Yerushayim Mishchanaschem, wake up from your dream. And Taka, the biggest dreamer, was Paro, was Mitzrayim. And that's why this Birur had to Taka come into Mitzrayim. Noaman Melech writes that Paro is the Bechin of Olam Hazeh. Paro's life is the life of Olam Hazeh. The dreams Paro is having in this week's parasha are the dreams that Yosef Atzadik has to be Mevara and explain him how all the Metzias he's giving to Olam Hazeh is really not a Metzias Bechol. His whole life, he's living a life, an imaginary life. He's living a life that's not real, that's not realistic. And that's the pshat in the parasha. Olam Hazeh is kul choshech. As Rashi says at the beginning of Psochim, on the pasuk that the Psochim bring there, ach choshech yishufeini laila or badeini. Rashi says that Olam Hazeh is doim el laila. Olam Haba is doim el yoim. And like the Mepharshim say on the pasuk, l'hagid baboykech haztecha v'menochla ba'leilis. Olam Hazeh is doim el laila, and you need emuna. Olam Haba is doim el boike, it is a behirus. So Olam Hazeh is choshech. Vayimi Kate says the Medrash Kate Som L'Choshech. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is now bringing the Biro of the Olam Hazeh Kulei Choshech, and already it's getting closer to the end of Olam Hazeh Kate Som L'Choshech. It's getting to the end of Olam Hazeh and starting a new Tkufa. In other words, when it's once Paroi and Mitzrayim being through that Biro that Olam Hazeh Kulei Choshech, then it's time for the Gula. For instance, once the whole world sees that Olam Hazeh is Choshech, Choshech means there's nothing around, Olam Hazeh is non-existent, then is the time for the Birur of the Gula. So, Yimi Kate from the Choshech. This week's parasha is the Birur that there's an end of Olam Hazeh. Upare Choylem, Pare's whole life is one big dream. He's a Choylem in the Hoiva. He's a big dreamer because he looks at Olam Hazeh as being forever. That's the reason why the Mitzrayim used to mummify the bodies. It's because there's no soif to Olam Hazeh. That was their emunah. Olam Hazeh, that's the Olam HaKavua. That's it. You never leave Olam Hazeh. So therefore, even when they died, they used to be died with all their belongings and everything. Everything used to move with them because nothing happens. Keep the body, nothing decomposes, nothing rots. Everything carries on. That was their sheker. Olam Hazeh is the world. So Parah is living the world of a dream. What does he dream of? He dreams of seven fat cows. Seven, we know, is always the number of till Shabbos, the Shivim Shana in Olam Hazeh. So he dreams that Olam Hazeh is seven fat cows, meaning Olam Hazeh is there to be Misaveh, to be Taiva, Achila. Achila is always the Musik of Taiva. Achila. He's there to have a good life in Olam Hazeh. In other words, even though the Taivas of Olam Hazeh is Ein Ve'Efes and it's Hevel HaVolim, nevertheless, he's living it up as if it's mamish, the real thing. But any person with a bit of seichel sees that the life in Olam Hazeh flies much faster than we think it does, and before we know it, the person's already getting older, and he looks back at his whole life that he might have wasted. So Pari is seeing all this in his dream. It's shnasayim yomim. It's 2 years. It's years. But Shanasayim is years, but it's really Yomim. It flies by like days. It's all discussing the whole life of Olam Hazeh. It's a life that's Olam of Chayle Behoiver. It flies through and then there's nothing left of it. And that's exactly what he dreams of. He dreams of the seven fat cows of having Geshmak and Hakking Aleben during life, during those 70 years. But then it comes a time of a person gets old, he's the seven thin cows. He gets old. And the Taivas don't interest him anymore. A person comes to a stage where he sees Taka, the Emes, the Olam Hazeh was Ayin Ve'Efes, Olam Hazeh was Havel HaVolim. And then he sees Taka, that Leinoida Kibor, all the Taivas and everything he devoted and he dedicated a lot of his time to, his own Narishkeit. And there's no trace left. And he realized that he wasted all his time. He realized Mamish Azabi, that Shoita, who the dream that he dreamed at night was so good that he wanted to live his whole life in the dream and didn't want to wake up. Every person who lives his life like Paroi, seven fat cows, he's misanig in Olam Hazeh, fattens himself up in Taivas and Gashmias, then it comes a time he realizes he just lived all his life in a cholam that doesn't exist. In reality, the emes hits him very hard, and that was a dream. So Yosef HaTzadik was called to be mevareh to Paroi, that he gives man the case of Choshech. The case of Olam Hazeh is coming to an end. We're getting close to Parashat Vayechi. Olam Hazeh is Ayin Ve'Efes, and people are starting to feel Taka that Olam Hazeh is Ayinu Kachonim. It's not the real thing. It's Choshech and it doesn't exist. So maybe that was the chilek between Yosef HaTzadik gathering together, spending the years chapping the seven good years chapping Arayim, and the Mitzrayim spending the seven good years chapped Arayim. The Mitzrayim spend their whole life chapping Arayim Olam Hazeh. So what happens when they get to the end of the 7 years, or they get to the end of the 70 years? The same thing what happens to the tefuah is the same thing what happens to them. They fatten themselves with taivas and gashmias all their lives. Comes to the end, that's it. It rots. Same thing happens to the tefuah. When a person spends all his life storing up wealth and storing up gashmias and materialism, storing up olam hazeh, so whatever happens to his guf, that's what happens to everything else. Nothing's chai v'kayam. Unless it's Ruchni. Yosef HaTzadik understands that was his what he was saying to Paroi, that you've got the Chaparai and Ruchni. Yosef HaTzadik was storing up. Yosef HaTzadik, we know, is Al Shem Erev Shabbos. Misha Tarach, but Yosef HaTzadik is the sixth one of the Shpizin, sixth Kenega, the 6 days of the week, which is Yosef is the Bechina of Erev Shabbos. And we know the famous Klan, Misha Tarach, the Erev Shabbos, Yechel B'Shabbos. Somebody who Chaparai preparing for Shabbos, preparing for Olam Haba, preparing for the next world. His Misha Tarach, Be'erev Shabbos, whoever is preparing all his life for the next world, Yoichal B'Shabbos. So he realizes that the Olam Hazeh is garnished. He realizes that the whole Hachana is only chapping Arayim for the Moisa Mashiach and for Olam Haba, for the Akhras Hayomim. So Yosef's Tvua that he stores up is Olam Habadika Tvua, so of course it stays. But their Tvua is Olam Habadika Tvua, and therefore the Seif of the Tvua is the Seif of Adam. Those are the Birurim that are taking place in these parashas. Chimeira, that's why Chanukah is always these parashas. Because the yesod of Chanukah is, Chanukah is kulay 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 ha'or of Yemos Mashiach. We learned it today in Yuma. Gemara in Yuma says that Esther, the nest of Esther is nitin lichtoif kosef, and the nest of Chanukah is loy nitin kosef. And the Svar Madoshim, I think it's B'nai Sofcha, says that the pshat is, what's pshat loy nitin lichtoif? That the nest of Chanukah is kulay Yemos Mashiach. Which the vault of that is the oimik of the bnei sofcha is the chilek between Purim and Chanukah in the Gemara and Yuma. Pshat in the Gemara and Yuma is that Purim was also mechias amalek, also ha'ora of lasid lavoi. But the nest of Purim was a nest where we took lasid lavoi into olam hazeh with us. The nest of Chanukah, there's no olam hazeh anymore. The nest of Chanukah is kol kula yemois Mashiach. When you look at the oiris of Chanukah, you're looking at the yemois Mashiach. That's why we light Hanukkah candles at night. At night there's no Olam Hazeh. That's these weeks. These weeks are the weeks of Ketzam L'Choshech, where it's Nisbara the Olam Hazeh, there's nothing there in Olam Hazeh. That's Nisbara in this week's parasha, as we just said. And that's where you can appreciate the Oiris of Hanukkah. Who can appreciate the Oiris of Hanukkah when you look at the Oiris of Hanukkah, which is the Oiris of Yemos Mashiach? Only somebody who mamish looks at Olam Hazeh as if it's Choshech, as if there's nothing there. So we light the Hanukkah candles outside in the Choshech. Because if you appreciate that there's nothing, there's no Olam Hazeh, then you're in the Yemos Mashiach. But if a person, together with his Olam Hazeh, his Chanukah candles, also wants Olam Hazeh, and also gives a big chashivah to Olam Hazeh, so then he doesn't appreciate the Oiris of Chanukah. Because again, it's not like Purim. Purim, Taka, is a Mishta v'Simcha. Purim is an Inyan of Mishta, the Su'uda, and then all those in Yonim, because Purim took the Yemos Ha'oros, the Yemos Mashiach, and brought it down into our lives, into Olam Hazeh. So that's Mishta v'Simcha. Chanukah is kol kula Yemos Mashiach. Chanukah is no Shaychus. Chanukah is no Olam Hazeh, nekuda. If there is Olam Hazeh, then you can't appreciate the Neiros of Chanukah. That's the Al Kavana. When we're looking at the Oiros of Chanukah, and at the same time we see that outside it's completely dark, there's no Olam Hazeh, then we can appreciate the Oiros of Chanukah. And those were the three mitzvahs that the Yevonim were going against Klal Yisrael. Shabbos is Kulay Me'ein Olam Haba. In other words, the Yidden have a koyach to climb out of Olam Hazeh and to be mamish kol kula in Olam Haba. Like it says in Halacha, that when Shabbos comes in, you must forget about everything. You must forget about the Yemos HaChol. You must forget about Olam Hazeh. And now it's Kulay Me'ein Olam Haba Yem Shabbos Menucha. Shabbos, you're in a matzah, but there's no Olam Hazeh. Kula Olam Haba. Kiddush HaChodesh is the whole reason why Klal Yisrael counts Lefi Delevon and not the Lefi Dechama is, because Chama is the Metzias of Olam Hazeh. When it gets dark, so there's no Metzias of Olam Hazeh, it's all Choshech, Olam Hazeh has disappeared, and all you see is the Oyer of the Levana, which is the Oyeret of the Yemos Mashiach. You can only see the Oyeret of the Yemos Mashiach when it's dark around you, when there's no Olam Hazeh around you. When there's no Olam Hazeh around us, then we can appreciate the Oyeret of the Levana and the Oyeret of the Yemos Mashiach. We know that the Levana in Kabbalah, Levana is Malchus. Malchus of, that's why Vakidish Levana, we say David Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayim. It's the Tkufa of Mashiach Ben David. So there were goys against Kiddush HaChodesh. Because the whole Zvart of the Yevonim was, that they built Olam Hazeh. And they gave Chashiva to Olam Hazeh. Klal Yisrael, Ma'am Ebun Shleim, that Olam Hazeh is Choshech. Olam Hazeh, there's nothing there. So that was the battle between Klal Yisrael and Yevonim. Is there Olam Hazeh? Isn't there Olam Hazeh? Klal Yisrael live Kol Kula in Yemos Mashiach. So therefore they were going against Shabbos. They tried to take Klal Yisrael away from our Olam Haba, Olam Haba Yom Shabbos, that we should spend our koichas, our efforts in Olam Hazeh. Same thing Kiddush HaChodesh. They want us to count Lefi the Shemesh. Why? Because the Shemesh is the Metzias of Olam Hazeh. They want us to give Metzias Olam Hazeh. But our whole vote against the Yevonim is that no, as much as they beautify Olam Hazeh, which is who the Yevonim were, come from Yefes, they beautify the Olam Hazeh, it's all Narishkeit, it's all Ayin Be'efet, it's all Ayinu Kacholim, it doesn't exist, the Chlal Olam Hazeh. So that's the vote. So Meila, therefore, that's why it's the Oirus of Chanukah is called Kula Yimoyis Mashiach with no Olam Hazeh around us. Without we can understand the whole Kesher, later, without we can understand the whole Kesher of the Tkufa of Noyach to the Tkufa of the Mabul to Chanukah. Hare, the Mabul was Mamish Lashchot of Olam Hazeh. Mabul, the whole world got destroyed. Coming out of the Mabul, Noyach is Kiyadua called Noyach al Shem Vayonach Vayem Ashvi. Noyach is an Olam Habadik. Yonach, Noyach al Shem Vayonach. Noyach is Kul Olam Habad. Noyach came out of the Mabul. There was Mamish no Olam Hazeh. Today it's an Avoida for us. It's at night and we imagine as if there's Mamish no Olam Hazeh. But we absolutely do see Olam Hazeh. You drive down Manhattan, you feel that there is absolutely no Olam Hazeh. When Noach came out with the Kipshuta, the poor Mamish, there was no world, there was no Olam Hazeh. And he was Vayonach, he was Kul Olam Habadik. So Meila, therefore, the Ali Zayas showed Noach that he can go up to the Teva. Chanukah is the Chizuk that there's no Olam Hazeh. Noach, when he saw the Ali Zayas, which is the rumors of Chanukah, he was allowed to go out of the Teva and to go straight into Olam Haba. And were it not for the Maisa that happened, by Yizkal, by Toicha Oloy, and the whole story with Noach, is then he would have mamish gone into Olam Haba. That was the greatest Gilui. Chanukah is a Vada, Chanukah is a Zman of Mabul. Chanukah is a Zman where we have to imagine as if mamish the whole, there's no Olam Hazeh. It's Kol Kule, we're in Yemos Mashiach. We're like Noach coming out of the Teva, where outside is nothing there. Nothing in Olam Hazeh. Kule Olam Haba. What happened with the Maisa after that? So what happened with that Maisa is Chom was Nidche Miyad. And Shem v'Yefes won Nitche. Shem v'Yefes won Nitche means that there still is a Musag of Olam Hazeh. And that came out from Yefes' Einiklich in the times of Chanukah. Yovan is like an Einikl of Yefes. And therefore, since Yefes remained, and since Yefes remained after that Zman, is there was still a Musag of Metzias to Olam Hazeh. And therefore, comes Chanukah with Doicha Yefes, with Doicha Yevonim, who came from Yefes. We pushed them out, and Yefes, Taka, is the one who tried to rebuild Olam Hazeh. And he was given that Koyach. So there was a Koyach, when Noach came out of the table, it was Kula Olam Haba. And then the Avera, Yefes held his father, he stayed alive, and Yefes is an Asinus Metzias of Olam Hazeh, and therefore you want Zoicha to walk out the way Noach walked out of the Teva, that it should be called Kula Olam Haba. However, Masha'enke, when we menatzeach over the Yevonim and Chanukah, is there we push away Yefes, and we push away Taka back to, we push away Olam Hazeh, and what we're left with is only shame. So we're left with this shame, and therefore we go back to the Tkufa of Noach coming out of the Mabul, with no Olam Hazeh around him, with an Ali Zayis, which is Shemen of Chanukah, which is the Oir of Mashiach, and there's no Olam Hazeh, it's called Kula going to the Oir of the Mashiach. So the whole Zot of Chanukah is coming back to the Mabul. It's the Tikkun of the Mabul. And that's why Taka, you have to light the Chanukah candle, say this far, and like we said before, three Tvachim higher, to be Mesakin, the three Tvachim that penetrated, the Geshem of the Mabul penetrated into the ground. And all the Ramazan is because that's Gufa, that's how we have to feel. When we light, when we look at the Oirish, we have to feel there's no Olam Hazeh. Mamish after the Mabul, just imagine how beautiful he must have looked after the Mabul. Like a clear Mamish world, no Olam Hazeh, and Noyach, the Shabbos Tikkun, the Bayonach comes out, and it's starting a new Tkufa of Olam Haba. And then there was one more bearer because of the Maisa that Yefes stayed alive and he gave Yemetzias to Olam Hazeh. Chanukah, we pushed that away. And all that's left is Klal Yisrael who are B'nai Shem. And when we're looking at the Oiris Taka and Nist Kufa of Miketz VaYigash, when it's so close to the Ikus of the Mashiach, it's so close to the Emois of Mashiach, with Taka in these parashas, we have to mechazak ourselves in the Hoyinu Kachoyomim, that Olam Hazeh is Mamish Kula Yecholim. And the avoid of Chanukah is not to give Nesinus Koyach to Chlal to Olam Hazeh, and then a person can really feel the gilui and the simcha of seeing Mashiach in the oiras of Chanukah, and feeling the simcha and the shira of Shira Lashem Shir Chodosh, of the shira of the Hischatshus. That's why Chanukah is the lashon of Hischatshus, because L'Asid Lava is Kula Hischatshus. The Heidegger of Tzaddik says, says in Rishis Elayla that the vote of Shira Lashem Shir Chodosh is that every single second L'Asid Lava there'll be a new shir. You knew share every second of La'asid Lava. Everything will be constantly in a mode of Ischatshus. And that's Mamish Chanukah. Chanukah is Menashem Chanukah. Chanukah is Ischatshus. So the whole Yom Tov of Chanukah is to give us the feeling of that Shir Hashem Shechodesh. Olam Hazeh is old, Olam Hazeh is stale, Olam Hazeh is choyshechtik. Of Chanukah, the Yimei Tzmashiach, Kuli Eschatshus, to be mechazik ourselves in the Eschatshus of Torah, in the Eschatshus of Avodas Hashem, in the Eschatshus of Ruchnias, and we should be Zoyche Takeh Metz Hashem, that these Oyres should lead us to the Oyre Chodesh of Tzion Tov, Nizgi Chalona Meher, the Oyre Amen.